Today's gospel is especially chosen for St. Matthew because, as we know, the tradition of the church is that he was a tax collector. And so had basically, when Jesus called him, was calling him out of that life of sin instead to follow him. And it's also important for us to remember there is a way that there's sometimes a tipping point. So once someone has chosen to follow Christ, the idea is that we have chosen to let go of especially mortal sins, serious sins, and we need to be in a place of being patient with other people. When you look at the stages of evangelization, pre-evangelization, evangelization, discipleship, apostleship, those who are disciples and apostles need to follow the way that Jesus was patient with those that still are in those places of not having fully accepted the truth. We, of course, always need to remember that we too are sinners and to confess our own sins to God. But there's that way too that sometimes I think we forget, if we have chosen to accept Christ, that we need to be merciful with those that have not yet fully realized that as well. The great sin of the Sadducees and the Pharisees is they lacked mercy. And that was because they did not see the misery of the others. Our Lord ate with tax collectors and sinners because he chose to see the misery that led them into their sins. If someone has chosen to become a disciple or apostle, it's someone that has realized, in my misery, I should go to God first rather than going to the things of the world. So part of the reason why a disciple or apostle should be patient with those who have not yet chosen to go to God in that way is because they realize that they can bring their own miseries to God. And so the next time, perhaps, we see someone falling into a place of sin, we should ask ourselves, yes, we confront sin, but do we do it in the way our Lord did? Do we do it in a way of mercy, not excusing the sin, but seeing where is the sin coming from and seeking to address that root or place of sin? And to always be on guard against the way that pride sometimes can blind us to the mercy that God would desire us to show in certain situations.